This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Echoed with shrieks of dread over the Halloween. Former Assistant FBI Director James Kallstrom unloaded during a radio interview saying, "The Clintons, that's a crime family, basically. It's like organized crime. I mean, the Clinton Foundation is a cesspool. This investigation was never a real investigation," Kallstrom continued. "They never had a grand jury impaneled. And the reason they never had a grand jury impaneled, I'm sure, is Loretta Lynch would not go along with that." Meanwhile, Loretta Lynch was fighting to save her own hijacked position of the Department of Justice, pleading the Fifth to Congress on secret Iran payments, during which FBI Director James Comey's unprecedented admission of Clinton guilt 11 days before Election Day signaled that mutiny is swelling in the offices of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Zero Hedge reported, in an attempt to justify his actions, a leaked memo emerged on Friday evening, courtesy of Fox News, which explains why Comey took the unusual step of deciding to inform Congress that the FBI had reopened its investigation into Clinton's private email server. The memo reveals two main arguments: a sense of obligation to lawmakers and a concern that word of the new email discovery would leak to the media and raise questions of a cover-up.
Sure that some of you may have heard about a letter that the FBI director sent out yesterday. It's pretty strange to put something like that out with such little information right before an election. Donald Trump is already making up lies about this. I think it's time for Donald Trump to stop fear-mongering, to stop disgracing himself, to stop attacking our democracy. We can't let him get away with this, can we?
The Democratic Party has now transcended damage control and entered panic mode. As Hillary Clinton's right-hand woman, Huma Abedin, Muslim Brotherhood plant numero uno, is no longer on the campaign trail after it was discovered that she did not turn over all the evidence pertaining to the FBI's email investigation of Clinton. Plenty of evidence still resided on the computer Huma shared with estranged husband Anthony Weiner, a.k.a. Carlos Danger, after being investigated for sexting with a 15-year-old girl. Currently, it is surfacing that Anthony Weiner is selling out the Clintons to save his own skin, essentially voiding Huma's immunity deal, forcing Abedin to either face jail time or sing like a canary.
It is unthinkable that the director of the FBI would take this action lightly, that he would put this letter forth to the Congress of the United States saying that there is more information out there about classified emails and call it to the attention of the Congress, unless it was something requiring serious investigation.
Now the stench of boiling corruption has landed squarely on President Obama's desk. The New York Post reveals that back in 2008, President Obama's transition team improperly emailed sensitive and confidential information about a candidate for a high-level government job, according to newly disclosed WikiLeaks emails. That, on top of the Podesta WikiLeaks, supporting Obama's knowledge and use of Clinton's email server and the Clinton team's attempts to clean it up. Eventually, the emails will reveal Clinton Foundation racketeering that will bring down all of those on the take in Washington, D.C. Hillary's bogus poll-tampered 12-point lead is gone. Unfortunately, all that means is that it's quite possible that American lives could be in more danger. Things are getting so dire for the globalists, who still remain under the false impression that they are invisible, that you can hear the clock ticking on a major false flag operation to steer the rubbernecking of the Clinton dumpster fire towards something far more sinister. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Thank you. Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's hard to believe we are now just T-minus 7 days, 1 week from the deciding election, Americanism versus globalism. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I really want to endeavor in between guests today that are joining us to open the phones up with your specifics of whether or not you've been able to vote and not had your vote flipped from straight ticket to straight Democratic ticket or from Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton, because those reports are coming in. It's in mainstream news, CBS, ABC. They're being forced to report it. From Maryland to Colorado, from Texas to Florida, it's happening all over the country. And front and center is the fact that we have in the WikiLeaks, Donna Brazile caught a second time giving questions to Hillary before the event happened. We've even got the video of one of the Democratic debates where the very question then got posed, and she has the nerve to continue to lie. This is just indicative of how it's all staged. We have them in the WikiLeaks just a week and a half ago admitting that their over-polling was their plan a year and a half ago to make Hillary look invincible and to have the news media they control Literally control. Think about that. Sit there and add 7 to 20 to 30 to 40 points in. It is simply unbelievable. When I tell people on the street, they say, hey, do you think Trump's going to win? I notice he's ahead of Hillary in a couple of polls now, or neck and neck with her. And I say, do you understand that those very polls, if you read the methodology, are adding 9, 12, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 45, depending on the poll. Some ABC and CNN polls add upwards of 50%. This is on record. Of course she's winning those by 65, 68, 70%. You add 40 to 30, you're up there at 70. I mean, think about that. You're up there at 80. This lady's maybe 30, 40 points, maybe 35 if she's lucky. There is absolute disgust for her across the board. We've got a loaded roster today. Bev Harris joins us in the second hour. She is the nonpartisan. She's a Democrat, but she's nonpartisan in her investigations. Top expert, undoubtedly, in the modern era on election fraud, but also on voter fraud. But she'll tell you election fraud is really 9/10 of it generally. She's got huge new information out today. We're going to be premiering here in the second hour. Roger Stone is going to be popping in each day until the election and right through the election. Lou Rockwell is going to be joining us as well as David Knight hosting the fourth hour of Overdrive. But I specifically want to hear from you, just boom, did you have trouble? Where was it? What happened? Send us screenshots. Send us photos. Send us video when you're in the voting booth. Vote at InfoWars.com is the place, and we're getting a lot of these videos coming in of not being able to vote Republican, of having your votes flipped if you vote straight ticket. This morning I went in to see my allergy doctor, and the nurse began to tell me, who's a very nice lady I've known for about 3 years, that basically a large percentage of her patients are coming in there saying their votes are being flipped. And she was even kind enough to start reaching out to some of them, and we're going to work on having some of those folks on that it's happened to. A couple of them prominent people. I mean, this looks like this is epidemic. What do they do if Trump's really 15, 20, 30 points ahead, depending on the state? In a state like Texas, probably 25 points ahead. State like Florida, 15, 20 points ahead, a lot of polls show. If you take out the oversampling, he's clearly 20 points ahead in Florida. You take out the oversampling in Ohio, he's 10 points ahead. Now you add 9, 10, 15 points, he's neck and neck. This is how they're doing it. And look, I know you know that, but the public is still not fully aware of this. Now, I did notice this weekend we posted an article dealing with the fact that in a whole bunch of big polls, so-called scientific polls, Donald Trump was now neck and neck with Hillary. And the commenters were flipping out, saying, Alex Jones, you need to point out that these are oversampled polls and that this is creating the perception that he's not really ahead. How dare you do this? I don't ride herd over my writers and the folks that post articles. They do a great job. We are undoubtedly, more than anybody out there, the main people exposing the fact, along with Drudge and a few others, that oversampling is the key to the whole scam. We've published the WikiLeaks. We've covered it. Obviously, we're going to put snippets of mainstream news up. It's up to you to know the disinfo. And their argument is, well, other people that come on the site won't know that and will be deceived. That's what we're doing here, is trying to expose the mainstream media. But if I try to decipher every lie they tell, it would be impossible. It just cannot be done. But it's kind of like comments I see like, you need to expose the Federal Reserve being private. Never talk about that. You need to expose 9/11 and the shadowy forces involved. All we've done is put that on the map. But I digress. I get people's frustration because we're dealing with a wall of corruption, a wall of lies. Now, when Roger Stone joins us, coming up at the bottom of this hour, I'm going to ask him front and center, not just about strategy to win or not just what he expects to happen on Election Day. I want to get into the next shoe to drop because they claim they have scores of hours of this biographer of Trump, and that they've sent 9 interesting hours over to the news media in the last few months, and that they're waiting to release something they claim is critical of black people. Now, we have Hillary Schiff saying she said the N-word and hates minorities and everybody else. We have all these other witnesses to it as well. We know their history in the Dixie Mafia and connections to the KKK and Robert Byrd. We know the whole background of doubling black unemployment and running all these scams and the Clintons helping get payday loans into place to hurt poor people across the board. But clearly the last tape on Trump was edited, but he never made that point. You can hear the jump cuts in the audio to make it sound like something that it wasn't, to make it sound a lot worse. Now, who knows if they really have this tape? I think they would have released this tape by now, with 7 days out, if they really had it, or if it wasn't weak. They probably got something. They probably edited something together. But we have the WikiLeaks calling back black people dumb, Clinton, calling Bernie Sanders supporters basement dwellers and baristas. By the way, nothing wrong with being a barista. That's one of the best paid jobs and service you can get. But I know bartenders making $100,000 a year, but whatever. You're sitting here looking at this. We're down to the final stretch. What do you think the dirty tricks may be? And clearly, if they release some tape on election day or the day before, it's not meant to change the election. It's meant to put the whole thing into question because they know Hillary's losing, and the false flag, the triggering event, will be the civil unrest they've primed and prepared in the last 8 years, funding all these different racist and radical groups that are George Soros controlled. So bottom line, we are in an incredibly critical time right now, a time for gut checks, a time for focus, and a time to understand. Hillary is a literal crime boss, as the former deputy director of the FBI has come out and said. She represents an international mafia combine. And a vote for her is a vote for a methodology and political system that operates out of making people poor and controlled by a central government that's above the law. So quite frankly, I'm not a lesser of two evils person, but it could come out with Donald Trump saying racist things, and I would repudiate it, but I would move on, and I'd say Hillary is the racist in her real action and in who she hires and what she does and what she stood for. She's anti-human, period. It's gotten to the point where she is so evil and such next-level bad that they could pull out, you know, some woman that claims Trump raped her, or who knows what they'll make up or half-bake or twist. I'm going with Donald Trump because I know this is a referendum against world government, a referendum against tyranny, a referendum against crony capitalism and gangsterism. And here's the bottom line. Trump has done things that are irrevocably damaging to the global power structure. He has savaged them with incredible stamina, with incredible courage, with incredible truth. He has absolutely paved the way for the Americana system that was the greatest system the world has ever seen, that will guaranteed make anybody who wants to work, even the wealthiest poor people compared to other parts of the world, and our middle class, the biggest the world has ever seen. It's a guarantee that we've been sold out by globalism. It's a guarantee we've been economically captured. It's a guarantee now they want to finish the job, dumb us down, make us poor, break up our families. UT has a 29-point program you have to go through to wear a Halloween costume, and they're saying the police nationwide are going to be called to arrest you if someone thinks your costume is hurtful. This is an attempt at authoritarianism. It has to be repudiated, and America has to come together and understand that this is make it or break it time. There it is. Check out the University of Texas insane 27-point checklist on Halloween costumes. This is the culture of control. This is treating people like they're children and bullying them into submission. This is the control freak religion of fascist liberalism bullying us into submission. They know they're bullies. They know they're scum. They're horrible. Forget saying they're racist. They're anti-humans who admit they want to be rich. They want to make us poor. They hate seeing success that isn't theirs. They're the ultimate scumbags.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Now coming up, we're going to cover a smorgasbord of important intel with Roger Stone as I run a lot of this past him. But Matt was making the point this morning, and it's a great one. One of the producers, that Uma Abedin reportedly with his laptop with 650,000 emails, that sounds like you're trying to collect things. In fact, it doesn't sound like it. It looks like it. And what if we said the number one issue with Hillary having a private server with classified information What is the number one issue in that? It's called espionage, and then it's called blackmail by private individuals, corporate actors, state actors. And Uma Abedin, her little confidant, hooked in with the Muslim Brotherhood, the Saudi Arabians. Most of the big brains out there have always fingered her or pointed her out or called her out as a Saudi operative. And someone who's done that is Roger Stone. So during the last break, Matt was bringing this up to me, and I said, you know, you're right. And Stone says his sources point towards her being a serious operative. Her mother is the main author worldwide. She is the maven. She is the queen. She is the matron. She is the pusher. What's the term they use for that? The madam of sexual mutilation of women under Sharia law. I mean, again, imagine if Donald Trump was staying in a hotel room with a guy and holding the guy's hand on TV routinely. And then the guy's mother was the best, you know, top researcher publishing how great it is to cut women's genitals off. Donald Trump wouldn't get elected for 10 seconds, and he shouldn't. Uma Abedin's mom linked to shocking anti-woman book. Linked to it. She's the main pusher of it. The woman's a freak. There's Hillary with the women all in their hijabs. All the begging liberal women wanting to worship and learn how to wear hijabs. Actually, air UN ads in Germany going, I will wear the hijab. I will submit. Allah, 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 Allah. And the thing is, this is a culture that wants to make me submit. And I'm not going to do it. Not to the liberal socialists, not to the jihadi Islamists, nobody but God Almighty. And believe me, you don't represent it. New article, Infowars.com. Hackers likely stole Hillary's classified docs in 2014 Yahoo breach. Over 50 million Yahoo accounts were hacked, and Uma used Yahoo. Folks, it's foreign governments, it's everybody, but they blame the Russians. And we've got William Binney coming on later this week, former head of the NSA technical division, actually ran the physical war, helped bring down the Soviet Union. He's been saying, I think it was probably the FBI. I think it's a mole inside, and now we know he knows. It's people inside that are pissed, and that's coming out. And it was the inspector general of the intelligence community that called for the investigation to her server years ago. So, again, that's where it's coming from, not from the Russians, not DC leaks, not any of it. I mean, do you really think the Russians are just going to get all the hacks? The Russians are good at it, folks. You think the United States doesn't have the people that dwarf that? The United States built the Internet. Get that through your head. The United States and the UK built it as the ultimate spy grid and COG system. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into their dirty tricks. What do we expect? What's the latest intel? All these incredible clips. All these Democrats leaving the sinking ship. Then there's DrudgeReport.com. We're going to go through all those articles. Trick or treat, FBI found the 650,000 emails on laptop. DOJ blocked foundation probe. Yeah, I love how we've got Harry Reid and the usual suspects running around and Hillary saying, oh, Kumi needs to step down when they were worshiping him just a month ago. And, oh, my gosh, what he's done is criminal. On and on and on. It's so political. When we have the DOJ on record blocking the investigation into the foundation, blocking the investigation into the servers, clearly blocking Comey, meeting on the airplane with Clinton, being part of the same law firms as the Clintons, all making money with each other, and then we have the FBI internal memos where on multiple occasions the State Department staff under Hillary tried to bribe them with cush jobs paying double and triple as the heads of embassies overseas. Not the ambassadors, but the technical heads of embassy operations. Hey, how'd you like 300 grand instead of 100 grand a year? And how'd you like to have not do any work and be in, say, Berlin? And they're like, is that a bribe? In fact, in the memos, it's just like out of the movie that's based on a true story, Wolf of Wall Street, where the other FBI agent goes, say that again. Will you please come over here and say that to both of us? They said, yeah, we'll give you jobs in front of multiple agents. It's the arrogance of these people. The arrogance!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Look, the WikiLeaks are the bombshell. Trump is out in the speech. We'll play a clip in a few minutes, saying there could be bombshells inside of these 650,000 emails. Well, absolutely there's going to be bombshells in there. And we know Yahoo was hacked. That's probably where all this came from. That's what Aberdeen was using. Is Aberdeen using this to potentially blackmail the Clintons? That's why you'd have a treasure trove of that many emails. We know she's connected to Saudi Arabia. It's Roger Stone that has called out her profile as that of an intelligence asset. Yeah, a female operative attached to a bisexual woman. They stay in the same hotel room together. Her whole family are basically Islamic operatives. I mean, we are penetrated big time. This is incredible. We have, again, Obama and Hillary communicating illegally on the server. They've been caught. The bombshells are already there. Are there more bombshells? Yes, but while we're looking for bombshells, we have all these giant bombshells. The Democrats calling black people dumb. Sanders supporters, dumb basement dwellers, fixing polls. Donna Brazile's been caught again with another stage question, caught in lies. This discredits the media, everybody. But WikiLeaks came out, Assange came out with a tweet last night. It's up on Infowars.com. And he said, this will be the end of Hillary. That the information coming out will be the end of Hillary unless she gives herself a pardon. And now I see what WikiLeaks is doing. When they said, oh, we'll be releasing things until the end of the year. They're going to let her steal it, maybe. She's probably going to fail. But even if they do, they'll have their cake and eat it, too. She's going to get in if they steal it. And then they're going to bring out the even more powerful info, the 33,000 and all the lies and her covering up. We already have her, but they're going to bring it out in total triplicate to totally discredit the neocon liberals and all the scum that have hitched their wagon to her, and we'll blow all them up politically, Media Matters and all of them. It's devastating. I've got to say, I've got a hands of WikiLeaks. They're smarter than I thought. This is genius. And Roger Stone, it's now come out that Media Matters, the latest Veritas, run by the White House, run by the Clintons, said, we are run by the White House, we're run by Hillary, and we were ordered to take out their MVP, that's what they called him, most valuable player, Roger Stone. So I'm feeling pretty good because I'm almost attacked as much as he is in Media Matters. I want to be the MVP. Now, this is just getting crazy. I mean, this is wall-to-wall insane asylum. The next 7 days, but you know it's going to be a circus after that. We're going to Roger Stone here in just a moment. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, only 42 hours left. We're running this until Wednesday. On the highest quality storable foods you're going to find out there, freshly produced on a weekly basis at the top-of-the-line facilities in Utah. 42 hours left to get up to. The lowest special is 30% off. And it's already discounted. 30 to 40. And that's not just like a few things are 40. Most of it's 40. 30 to 40% off on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. And that's the name I came up with, Select. It doesn't mean it's a select of the My Patriot catalog. It's the whole catalog. But by that, it's select high quality. Because I went out and selected the best company with the lowest price at a nexus point. You can find stuff 5-6 times more expensive that tastes better. But this stuff tastes great, high quality, lasts 25 years. It's my main storable food buy. I've got some more gourmet stuff as well, but a very small percentage of it is that. And I'm going to get those folks to sponsor, too. The point is, 30 to 40% off, InfoWars Select, survival food. Whatever I sell, you better believe I'm using it. It's what I believe in. 30 to 40% off, that ends. We're extending it, but only 24 hours, and then it's gone. BrainForce, our incredible nootropic at InfoWarsLife.com. Here's mind-blowing, literally, Dave Warski out of Vancouver, Canada. I am very impressed with BrainForce. I was expecting something, however. It blew away my expectations. I enjoy taking it prior to playing competitive ice hockey. It allows me to focus and maintain a clear head, even under intense physical demands such as ice hockey. I even gotten some of my family members and families to try it, and they're impressed with the results. Yeah, we set out to have a low-cost, over-the-top, game-changing, clean, high-quality, organic nootropic. It's got Uramate, very clean, pure caffeine molecule, but everything else is just stuff the brain's already made up of. Some of it's prescription in Europe. Great energy boost, says Rob in Florida, from Florida. 5 stars. Clears your mind, sustainable energy, affordable. I try this product, Quit Energy Drinks. Oh, yeah, it's just light years better than that. Definitely works better and keeps me focused all day with no crash-like drinks. I've been taking this for a month, and I'm reordering it. By the way, I never asked Stone to do it. It became a big national story on CNN, MSNBC, Media Matters, after they quarterbacked, attacking him for plugging BrainForce on air. I didn't know he was a customer of BrainForce, but he's into supplements. It's the best. Paul takes a lot of nootropics. Because, he's working 18 hours a day. Paul Watson, he now doesn't take those. He now takes BrainForce. It's the best. It's the best. $22 discounted. Now, at 30, it's a steal, folks, but it's 25% off, and it's about to sell out. We won't have it for a few weeks, so take advantage of that. Okay. Roger Stone joins us. We have got so much to cover. Obviously, they're floating that they've got some dirty trick. This biographer who's breaking his contract and claiming that there might be something in there disparaging towards black people. Before I ever endorsed Trump, I went and talked to people that have known him across the board. He's gotten awards from Jesse Jackson for hiring more blacks and putting them in managed positions. I'm not going to get into some of the inside baseball, but let me tell you, Donald Trump really likes black people. Okay, I'm just going to stop right there. And he likes everybody. from talking to a bunch of inside baseball folks, he is a germaphobe, and that's it. They literally are floating this, though, because they're so desperate. She is way behind in swing states now, 4 points up in major national polls. We'll break some of those down. That's with sampling 9 to 10 to 15 to 20 points, sometimes higher, against Trump. Now, I don't want people to stay home thinking we've got it in the bag, but the media is selling this idea that he's already lost, despite the fact Hillary's in free fall, the Democrats are deserting her, more pundits are deserting her. We've got all this amazing stuff unfolding right now. What is the truth of that, Roger Stone? Then we'll hit Uma Abedin. Why would she have 650,000 emails? You've always thought she was an intelligence operative. Well, she's sleeping in the same bedroom on the road with Hillary. We'll also cover that and the waterfront. Roger Stone, thanks for joining us from the StoneColdTruth.com.
Glad to be here.
So let's tackle this whole issue of floating November surprises for Trump.
You know, they have been foreshadowing this allegation that Trump has said something disparaging about black people for weeks. It's been a common rumor in the political echo chamber in Washington and New York. I think there is nothing to it. He is inordinately proud of the disproportionate number of African Americans who were showing up at his rallies and his events. These are not lily white events. He is, at the last measure, getting a higher percentage of African-American votes than Mitt Romney or John McCain ever got. And, of course, there is this video, which I put up as Stone Cold Truth, of Jesse Jackson praising him for his standing up for the community and creating jobs and his contributions to a number of African-American nonprofits. So this is last-minute desperation. They're going back to the old tricks. When are they going to accuse him of planning to cancel Social Security? Because that one's coming. This is right out of the Clinton playbook, the Democratic Party playbook. But I think the country is in such bad shape, and the voters have gotten so wise. They're wise to the whole mainstream media, political establishment connection, the fact that one is covering for the other. I think we're heading for an upset. Twice in this race, they have tried to write Trump off. It's over, folks. He's defeated. It's a disaster.
More than that. I mean, they've done it probably 10 times. They've probably done it 10 times, but two big times. He'll never get the nomination. It's over. He's resigning. Intervention. It's over. New candidate to be brought in.
Meanwhile, the Clintons, their narrative is so incredibly brazen. In other words, it's outrageous that the FBI director would, you know, raise this question a week before the election. No, it's outrageous that an FBI official who's heading the investigation's wife would take a $500,000 payoff from Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, and a Clinton financial crony. That's what's outrageous.
Let's talk about that.
It's outrageous that James Comey would go through a litany of obvious crimes and then announce that she's not being prosecuted. That's outrageous. This entire investigation has stunk from the beginning. And now you have Harry Reid, of all people, a guy who, through his political committee, paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to his granddaughter for jewelry that was allegedly given to his donors. I don't think that jewelry really exists. Complaining about the integrity of the FBI and trying to change the subject to Trump's non-existent ties to Russia. This idea that Trump is propped up by the Russians or funded by the Russians or coordinating with the Russians, or that I or anybody else associated with Donald Trump are working for the Russians, is a canard. It's just a
blatant. I don't think that's working with the American people, and it's come out in WikiLeaks that it's Hillary and others. And Harry Reid has sold out to the communist Chinese. It really is insane. So now seeing their vicious response to Comey and the FBI, what does that telegraph to you? What's really behind this Friday move of Comey? Is it just to hedge his bet because he thinks Trump's going to get in?
I still fail to believe that, given what I know about Washington and how it works, that the FBI director would make this decision without the approval of his boss, the President of the United States. Now, I know that Obama says he was blindsided. I know Lynch, the Attorney General, says she was blindsided. I just find that extremely hard to believe, given the chain of command and the impact of such a decision. He allegedly gave them no heads up on his previous decision as well. I find that hard to believe as well. Loretta Lynch is at this point so compromised, I don't know why she stays in office.
Why do you think she took the fifth on the whole $1.7 million to Iran? We know they got caught lying at first, saying it was $400 million, then $500 million, then $800 million, then a billion. I mean, wow. Normally when you see attorney generals taking the fifth, we're in the Nixonian era.
Yeah, look, I don't think John Mitchell ever took the fifth. In fact, I think he fully and completely testified. So you have the most political and perhaps the most corrupt attorney general in American history, although with Eric Holder before her, that's quite a statement. The whole thing boggles the mind. And their position today, attacking the FBI, saying that they have no evidence, they have 650,000 emails to go through. There has to be something in there that got their attention to make such a bold and potentially cataclysmic move for Hillary Clinton. This, perhaps, is the October surprise.
Well, the only question is, does anybody else have those 650,000, or will the FBI release them? Because Hillary keeps acting like she wants them all released. You think that's bravado?
Yeah, I think she's trying to run out the clock. I mean, she clearly understands they cannot conduct an investigation in the 8 days that are left before this election. So she is attempting to do strategically what I think anyone would do, go on a offense, stay on an offense, but it's bluster. She knows, I suspect, that what's in these emails should sink her. On the other hand, what we have seen from WikiLeaks already is extraordinary. It was only weeks ago that liberals were laughing that Alex Jones and Roger Stone and all their tinfoil hat followers, you know, can pack it in because WikiLeaks is taking a hike. Well, how'd that work out? Not too well. The stuff that he's putting out, I agree with you, I think is genius. Just the constant drip, drip, drip of extraordinary information. And now we learn that Podesta was essentially, Podesta and Band were playing with stock options. Bill Clinton was playing with stock options all out of Russia. Yet they say Trump is the one in bed with Russia. I've talked to Donald about this. He has no Russian business interests. He has no Russian loans. He has no Russian partners. This is all BS. It's a trumped-up witch hunt to change the subject from the fact that the Clintons are ethically corrupt and they're the ones in the service of the Russians.
Now, getting back to Uma Abedin, we can't have Hillary in just because of the blackmail ability now of Hillary with her illegal server, all these foreign governments, all the things they've got on her. And Abedin, even though Hillary ordered them all to smash it with hammers, bleach it with these computer programs, what was she doing keeping this? I mean, this stinks to high heaven of espionage. You've always basically fingered her as some type of foreign Islamicist Saudi operative.
Well, I have traced her to the Institute for Muslim Minority Affairs, which is an offshoot of the World Muslim League. And together, they are part of the Rabatha Trust, which our Justice Department says financed the attack on the United States on 9/11. All three of those radical entities are funded by Sheikh Omar Abdul Nassif, who is the most radical of Islamics, a man who believes in jihad, a man who has been a funder of terrorism. So those who say that Huma is connected to the Muslim Brotherhood, I think are confused by the fact that the journal that Huma co-edited praised the Muslim Brotherhood. But the Muslim Brotherhood is largely Egyptian. Her lineage is Saudi. She shows up in Washington prior to hooking up with the Clintons, and she's got a lavish lifestyle. She buys an expensive home in the Spring Valley area. She is perfectly coiffed. She's carrying a $1,500 handbag, one for every day of the week in a different color. All of these things connote, given the fact that her parents are poor academics, that she's a government agent.
Oh, absolutely. And now she's in the bedroom with Hillary. You know, folks have pointed out that Hillary needs to answer the question, will you pardon herself? If the press wasn't completely in her lap, they would be asking her, hey, are you going to pardon yourself if criminal information comes out? Because it already has. I mean, where is the press talking about Obama caught lying and in emails with a fake pseudonym identity? I mean, this is unbelievable. So Trump is out there saying, hey, I bet there's bombshells in this new information. What about all the old bombshells?
Well, the mainstream media has played the exact opposite role that they played in the Watergate days. They believe their job is to suppress information that's detrimental to Hillary. We're in the 70s and 80s, the Washington Post, the New York Times particularly felt it was their mission to uncover corruption, and particularly corruption of the electoral process. Let's remember, Nixon went down not really for anything that happened in government. He really went down for the excesses in the 72 campaign, the dirty tricks and the break-in. And no one to this day has ever proved that he knew about the Watergate break-in in advance and approved it. As opposed to Hillary, who clearly, based on James O'Keefe's work at Veritas, knew about the efforts to incite violence at the Trump rallies, and she not only approved them, but she pushed for them.
Also, the public seems to be uninformed on this, and I know you lived through the whole Nixon era as the youngest member of his active team out there, and one of the only folks, I guess, that didn't go to prison, because it was proven you weren't involved in the dirtier aspects of it. But looking at this, I mean, even the New York Times admits that a lot of pardons are for people who haven't even been indicted or convicted, and Hillary could pardon herself, and there's nothing Congress could do about that. Here's the headline from Law News. President Clinton could pardon herself, and Congress might be helpless to act. Break that down for people.
Well, I think on an intermediate basis, remember, there are elections in November, but she would not become president and be sworn in until January if she should manage to squeeze out a victory, which I think is looking less and less likely. The momentum in this race is very definitely with Donald Trump. A new New York Times upshot poll has him up 4 points in Florida, a trend reversal, and his approval rating is higher than it has been in any previous poll, I believe.
And that's with the oversampling of still Democrats.
Presumably. But the trend line is fairly positive. On the other hand, he's got some ground to make. What are the odds that Obama agrees to pardon her in the period between the election and her inauguration in return for passing on the presidency, in which case Tim Kaine would be sworn in as president, as I understand it. That's a pretty scary prospect, too, the Joker as president.
Yes, sir. We've only got 5 minutes left here, and I appreciate you joining us each day, stonecoldtruth.com. Roger, I've been asking the questions. What else is on the board? What else are you concerned about? I mean, I don't want to say we've got this in the bag, but as you said, the momentum has totally shifted. Just amazing things are happening. What else could they pull? What other dirty tricks? I mean, what keeps you up at night?
I'm still concerned about Election Day. I'm still concerned about their ability to hack the machines. In the one breath, they say the Russians are going to hack this election. In the next breath, they say these machines can't be hacked. Which is it? In one breath, the president says voter fraud does not exist. In the next breath, he says, but we're sending the UN to go monitor for it. I'm always worried about the old, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you line. So international observers, non-U.S. observers at our polling places, this is deeply disturbing. And now, again, just this morning, I was on with Fernando Amandi, a Democratic talk show host, liberal, very lively guy, very smart. And he again repeated this canard that voter fraud does not exist. If you go to Drudge today, I think there's 30 different stories from areas around the country where it's already begun. You just wonder what world these liberals live in.
Roger, shifting gears into another subject, Danny Williams, who I believe is the illegitimate son of Bill Clinton from Little Rock, Arkansas, he's having a press conference tomorrow, which snuck up on me. They're claiming we're all orchestrating this. I didn't even know this was happening until they handed it to me during the last segment. Danny Williams' press events, I'm trying to now send a reporter of Little Rock, Arkansas, who says he's the biracial son of former President Bill Clinton, a lot of evidence shows he is going to be holding a press conference in Washington, D.C. for a major announcement regarding his effort to get the former President Bill Clinton to submit a DNA test to confirm or dispel his father or the paternity. And that it's Tuesday, November 1st, 2016, at high noon. That's tomorrow, the National Press Club in the Peter Zenger Room, Z-E-N-G-E-R Room, 529 14th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. So that's tomorrow, the National Press Club. We're going to tweet this out. I'm going to put this on Facebook and obviously everybody should be there. That's another important facet, isn't it, Roger?
Well, it's very interesting. I'm going to be curious to see what he has to say. You know, I interviewed him for my book, The Clinton's War on Women. There's an entire chapter on him. And then in the paperback edition, I received a lot of new information that I didn't have when the first book went to deadline. So I actually updated that with an appendix at the end. We now know that the 1999 so-called DNA test conducted by the Star tabloid was directed by David Kendall, who was at that time hired by Robert Altman, a Clinton crony and appointee, to be the general counsel for the Star. So this was a put-up job. We know that the alleged DNA test, which supposedly showed that Clinton was not William's father, had to be inconclusive because they had no sample of Bill's DNA. They used a written report that was attached to the Ken Starr impeachment report that he sent to the Congress. And the problem with that is there were two tests that were utilized to determine paternity, but they only included the results of one. On the basis of that information alone, no forensic scientist I interviewed for my book thought you could make a decision.
Well, that's right, you can't. So we're out of time, but the two articles on InfoWars.com, I want to ask your opinion on, they just went up. Top pollster, the dam is about to break. Hillary is hemorrhaging. He says multi-points a day. It's over. Are the polls about to come out? That's Varney & Co. on Fox. That's InfoWars.com. Peter Thiel has come out saying Trump is the future, opening up the Republican Party, which is absolutely true, absolutely a reformation of the horrible blue blood scum that had been in control of it for so long. Do you agree with those statements?
I absolutely do. For those who think that the Trump movement is something the party is going to get out of its system, and that were he to narrowly lose, that he and his supporters will disappear into the night, they said the same thing about Goldwater. Remember, the party elders said, okay, the party's gotten over this, now we'll return to...
And then Reagan came out of that.
Yes, it transformed the party. The Trump movement will transform the party.
And you agree that Trump seismically is three times what Barry Goldwater was?
Well, unquestionably, because he's a master of the media in a way that Goldwater...
Is he three times or five times or ten times?
100 times. I mean, he's a master of the media.
I agree. We've already won. It's going to be a hard row. We just can't let them start nuclear war. The only way they win, we're winning the culture war. We're the true liberals. And Roger Stone, you're the tip of the spear. God bless you, my friend.
Glad to be here.
7 days out, folks. The nightly news at 7. We're going to be covering it. We're going to be doing special, just flash announce broadcast. I'm putting round tables together. We're going to broadcast 50-plus hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I forget what it comes out to, but from 11 a.m. right through to the Wednesday show. We're going to broadcast continually from 11 a.m. right through the next day, right into the next day to 3 p.m. Whatever, it's like 54 hours, something like that. Infowars.com/show is where the video links are. But very powerful article by Kit Daniels. Peter Thiel, Trump unleashing new Republican Party, what Trump represents isn't going away. Yeah, no kidding. And I want to explain something. Ron Paul, you the listeners of the show, Matt Drudge, WorldNet Daily, the Liberty Movement, the Patriots, the militia movement. We're just Americana standing up and taking action and kicking out the globalists that have hijacked our country. That's why they're so angry that, quote, InfoWars is so mainstream and InfoWars seems to write the narrative. I'm not writing the narrative. I analyzed the true globalist plan correctly. Now the world is responding globally. The globalists are in trouble. This incredibly positive things are happening. Never forget that. We are winning the overall war.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Australian.